Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This hour is brought to you by Yuengling Traditional Lager, oldest brewery in America.
Five on. Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
They're not our main thoughts. They are our thoughts. And therefore, it is five on it.
I mean, some of them are our main thoughts, maybe.
Yeah, but usually our main stuff is at like 10.
Or 11. Or yeah. 1.
It just depends.
A reminder, coming up later today, we got Vinny Rattino joining us to talk about this Brewers-Cubs series. That's the next segment. And then after that, 1 o'clock, all Hades breaks loose.
Meat.
Russ Dorsey will be here. Vinny is the former major leaguer. He also even was with the White Sox organization and apparently appeared on the Score White Sox postgame show back in the day. So Vinny's a lot of fun. We're looking forward to talking to him.
Yeah, it should be a good time, but not as much fun as Five on It, which is the highlight of my day every day.
Number one.
Well, this is a question that was on the top of my mind after reading the Tribune's Paul Sullivan and his recent piece. And it's this. Should Cubs president of baseball operations Jed Hoyer make a trade for a starting pitcher now instead of waiting for the July 31st deadline?
Beat the rush.
Really?
Beat the rush.
There's going to be a rush.
Do you agree there are way more buyers than sellers at this moment?
There's more buyers than sellers. He needs to beat the rush. We will not sing that to Jed Hoyer when he's on at 3.
Please do not do that. Or Nico Horner when he's on at 2:30.
Jed would have hung up on me if we had had a phone conversation 8 times already over the time that I've worked here.
That's fine. But this is an important question. Here's why this is important, Layla. Because we know, unlike a lot of other teams, some teams, but not all the other teams that are right now within striking distance of a playoff spot. The Cubs are in this to win it all. They're not in this to try to find a way to maybe make a push to get into the playoffs. The thing that could help the Cubs immediately, right now, the most, and improve their odds of winning the World Series is adding a top flight, top of the rotation arm. So if you have an avenue to pull off something similar to what we saw Boston and San Francisco do, San Francisco said, we're going for it. Not just now, but for the future. Every year, they would come up a little short on the whole free agent thing.
They're in the best division in baseball.
Yes. So you know what the competition is in the National League. It is a lot greater in the National League than it would be in, say, the American League. You know that you are an ace, a guy with a double-digit strikeouts per 9 away from being in serious World Series contention. You're already in World Series contention, but I'm saying make it more serious by being intentional with your actions right here, right now.
I love this idea. I just don't know if it's realistic. Aces don't grow on trees.
They don't.
And do you know what happens when you trade for one? It costs you the farm. And the Cubs already gave the farm to the Astros when they decided to trade for Kyle Tucker. So to speak, they gave up their most, I think, potential-filled movable prospect and barely movable when I consider Cam Smith and the group that went over to Houston. So that said, I just don't, like, look at the Garrett Crochet trade and all that the Red Sox had to give up in order to get him. That's how you trade for an ace. If you really want one, that's what's going to happen. I don't even know if they have the prospect capital to do that. So I think the more realistic situation for the Cubs is trading for a guy like, as everybody's mentioned, and I mean all the baseball scribes are onto it, which leads you to believe there's some information they're getting, the Sandy Alcantara discussion, where I know the ERA is not great, but I think a change of scenery probably benefits him there as well. Another name that has popped up that the Cubs just saw is Andrew Heaney. And I think given that he you saw how he pitches at Wrigley, that wasn't bad. The Pittsburgh Pirates starter, I think he's pretty resurgent. He knows how to be on a playoff team. He has experience with the Rangers, too. The ERA is 3.33 right now for 14 starts. So that might be a guy that you consider as well. I would love the concept of trading for an ace. But just trade for an ace is also like, we'll just get $1 million tomorrow. It's just a hard thing to do.
On the Alcantara thing specifically, it's not just that his numbers are down ERA-wise, where his ERA is closer to, well, it's actually 6.88 right now. That's bad. The whip is also bad. Worst in his career, 1.471. Also, the strikeouts per nine, down. They've been in decreasing the last couple of seasons, actually. So I look at his strikeout-to-walk ratio, 1.72. That does not play. You can't go out here, give up real assets for a guy that's just going to be your second or third best pitcher. They need a guy who is at least as good as Shota Imanaga. And Imanaga's good. When the Cubs put Imanaga on the mound, they win the majority of the time. And it's a super majority, by the way. That's what's got to happen.
Number two.
Which one of these offensive weapons do you expect to have the biggest impact on the Bears' offense this year? Second-year receiver Rome Odunze, rookie receiver Luther Burden III, or rookie tight end Colson Loveland? Which one of those three will have the best year?
Why are we even asking this question, I think, at this point? It comes down to two people, and that's no offense to Luther Burden. That's just because of the priorities that are placed. When you're talking about a 10th overall pick and a 9th overall pick, it's going to be one of those two in Colson Loveland and Rome Odunze. I think one of the biggest questions facing the Bears offense is, how are you going to use Rome Odunze? Because we know how you're going to use Colson Loveland when you say that he reminds you of Sam LaPorta. We have some idea. But where does Rome fit into all of this? So I think that Colson Loveland, because you know what the defined role is and you know where Sam LaPorta fell into the top three receivers for Detroit last year, it's probably him.
All right, so I'll rank these guys. It's going to be number one, Colson Loveland. Number two, Rome Odunze. And then number four, maybe number five, Luther Burden III. Because one thing is, I ain't seen Luther Burden III out on the field doing anything of late. I don't know what kind of impact he can have when he's going to be the one doing the most catch-up, if you will. We know that Colson Loveland is going to be prioritized. I could see a world in which Colson Loveland gets more targets and catches than Rome Odunze, but Rome Odunze gets more touchdowns than Colson Loveland. But I think Colson Loveland is going to be critical because, as you said, Layla, we actually have a blueprint for how he'll probably be used because of the existence of Sam LaPorta in the Detroit Lions offense in years past.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out where Rome is in all of this. Do you guys have an idea visually where he would be? Like, can you visualize his role in this already? I cannot.
I think it can be matchup-based for him specifically.
And when I say that, it's not like he's not starting. I'm not saying he's not playing in the offense. I'm just saying I don't know what piece he fits in at.
It'll be interesting because I want to see if DJ Moore takes on a role more like Amon-Ra St. Brown. And then if Odunze is left with like that Jameson Williams role. I don't know. I don't want to put like everything X equals Y equals Z equals. That's not what I'm trying to do here. I'm just saying, knowing that the running game might not be as spectacular, shall we say, as we once thought it could be, they're going to be leaning on a lot of short things, I think, with DJ Moore specifically, but also with Colson Loveland. And maybe that's where Luther Burden III, you know, plays a role because he's doing a lot of short stuff and then creating after the catch.
A lot of people are talking about the fact that both Loveland and Burden are injured, and I understand that part of it, but I think the expectation for Loveland to be a part of this from game one is still very much the case. So
a bonus question here before we go to our third question. Is Loveland already tight end one? Has he already surpassed Cole Kmet as the first tight end?
Conceptually, when the coach says he reminds him of Sam LaPorta, it just leads me to believe that's how he wants to use him. I don't necessarily know that he is already.
No, I don't think he's tight end one until he gets on the field and does stuff. Can't happen. I know what I have out there when you talk about the current tight end one that's coming back from a season ago and had a very bad season. Probably feels like he has a lot to prove. Local boy done good, Cole Kmet.
Bonus aside to this, do you know how nice it is? Because a lot of people have said, that Ben Johnson sounds like Matt Nagy. And I understand they both have a drawl. Maybe that's it. The Philly drawl, the Pennsylvania drawl is a little different from the North Carolina drawl. But when it comes to them sounding similar in content, no. Do you know what it is like to try to ask Matt Nagy an offensive scheme question? The fact that Ben Johnson's like, yeah, he reminds me of Sam Laporta, and you have an idea of how that person is going to be used and that scheme, but like you still have an idea. Do you know how refreshing and nice that is out of the head coach? Do you?
It's just nice to have a plan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Number three.
It was revealed that Bulls Vice President of Basketball Operations Arturis Karnišovas will not be speaking to the media the night of the NBA draft. Instead, GM Mark Eversley will take his place. The question is, does this matter at all?
I don't think so necessarily, because I actually want to hear more from Mark Eversley anyway, since he is one of the executives in charge. I would like to hear more from both of them overall throughout the course of the season. I like that we know what the plan is going to be as well. So I just need somebody to talk and tell me the why.
Oh, you want the why?
I'm trying to find the whys. That didn't change.
Okay, listen. When I first saw that, I was like, man, AK, face the music. But also, Mark Eversley is the general manager of the Chicago Bulls. And if this is the role they want to put him in on draft night, I'm not terribly upset about it. I'm not terribly upset about anything because I've already kind of accepted the fate of this Bulls team regardless of who they draft, unless they make some blockbuster trade on draft night. Now, if they make some type of trade, I want to hear from the guy who orchestrated the trade. I doubt that was Mark Eversley. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he's just part of it, though.
If it's standard draft procedure, Mark Eversley is fine.
So yeah. I have a take that, if I'm correct, I'm going to pull it back and play it a bunch, and if not, it's lost in the ether forever. Are we sure Arturis Karnišovas will be with the Bulls before next year? Because Denver has a GM opening. They haven't hired anyone yet.
You know, we've all thrown it out there just because of resume and proximity and all of that. It's kind of like throwing out Billy Donovan with the Knicks because he's got a history in New York. But there hasn't been any discussion. Like, it's been people here and there, like, throwing it out there, but other than that, it never seems to go anywhere.
Robbie, on top of that, what has Arturis Karnišovas done since he left Denver that says, I deserve the chance to work with Nikola Jokic and make sure he's back to contending before his career is over?
Well, he scouted Jokic, though.
Besides that awesome Giddy trade, it was just like, you know, he has relationships in Denver that can work.
So he scouted Jokic.
I'm just looking over there at Robbie, and he knows.
I had to throw that in.
I'm not
even acknowledging it.
Listen, I'll use this opportunity, even though it's not part of the question. If Josh Giddey makes $30 million, y'all don't want to hear from me the day after that.
No, right? But the whole NBA truth that, like, there's only so many teams that can afford that individual and want to pay him, and that he will find a job because of it, that is an NBA truth.
That man better sign an offer sheet, or else $20 million should be what he makes. Or less. he better sign an offer sheet. If no one, simple supply and demand. If no one wants to pay him a lot of money, why are you paying him a lot of money? It's pretty simple.
Number four.
Who do you think is the better scrappy white dude? Pacers guard TJ McConnell or Thunder guard Alex Caruso?
It's still Alex Caruso.
Why?
The end.
No, it's not the end. That's only the beginning because it's TJ McConnell. Let me tell you why. Because
wait, you asked me a question, then you proceeded to answer the question you asked.
I did.
And then you proceeded to take the segment.
Yes.
All right. Then I'll take back the segment after you say whatever you're going to say here that I'm not going to listen to.
What? TJ McConnell, I did listen to what you said. I just said you were wrong. TJ McConnell can create both on offense and defense. Alex Caruso is not a creator. He does not create. He creates problems. That's about it. Guess what? TJ McConnell creates problems on offense and defense because if you put the ball in his hands, he can not only find his teammates and create lots and lots of assists and also get the steals and create the deflections that Alex Caruso does. He can also hit game winners over Carmelo Anthony for a team destined to win less than 20 games. He did that, by the way, with the Philadelphia 76ers when Carmelo Anthony was still in New York and at his height.
Show me your team's best player. And Alex Caruso will take them on as a defensive assignment because he doesn't care. Also, Alex Caruso has more of a resume, even though TJ McConnell did play for the Sixers. Alex Caruso has shown why the best teams want him as a defensive specialist, and not just that, but when he's feeling it, he will pull up for a three or two, and that's how you know you're probably winning the ball game. But also, he did create offense out of necessity on the Bulls team when they needed him to, so he can be flexible. Additionally, didn't a lot of people say that Alex, including Charles Barkley, after game four, that the reason the Thunder won that game in Indianapolis was because of Alex Caruso? On your finals team, you have to have a guy who you say, glad we called that guy. A la Steve Buscemi and Billy Madison. Alex Caruso is that man.
The series would be over if TJ McConnell wasn't playing in it.
And you know what I love doing? Creating problems. So of course I love Alex Caruso.
Again, this series would be over. Now, to your credit, I will give you this. Nikola Jokic, shut down by Alex Caruso. Or at least severely stunted by Alex Caruso in a big spot in Game 7. I'll give you that. But TJ McConnell's just more fun to watch. He's more fun.
What?
He's more fun to watch. He's got the ball in his hands, and he dribbles. He goes baseline. He cuts around like he's Steve Nash circa the 10 seconds or less Suns.
Steve Nash was an MVP of the league.
I know. I said circa. He does it as if he was, and then goes around the corner. If you want to give him the shot, he'll make the shot. If you don't, he'll find somebody else who can dunk it.
Five on it. Number five.
So I'm looking at the weather app right now. Things are finally getting hot in Chicago, thank God. The high is 87 today, but next week, Saturday, high of 95.
I think that's this Saturday.
This Saturday, high of 95. Sunday, high of 96. Monday and Tuesday, high of 95. So a lot of people want to go in the water. But where are we going in the water? Take number five, beach or pool? Which one do you prefer?
All right, I know that we're next to a fabulous body of water that gives us life and water and resources and provides other tributaries for guys like Chonkosaurus.
I like your use of tributaries.
It's true, but give me the pool. You can put one anywhere. You don't need a lake or anything special or geographic to have a pool. All you need is the body of water itself that you've built and the people around it. And that pool can be as chill as you need it to be, or it can be as lit as you need it to be, depending on the pool you want to go to in this city, for example. You know, not a lot of things are that flexible. Not a lot of things are that choose-your-own-adventure. But a pool tends to be. A pool can be whatever you need it to be. A source of relaxation or a party. Give me the pool.
I could see us holding hands. Walking on the beach with our toes in the sand. I could see us on the countryside. Sitting on the grass, laying side by side. Famous words that were made famous by one Justin Timberlake in the 2006 My Love. But let me tell you something, Justin. I'd rather not have to worry about washing that sand off my feet. It's pool all day. I don't mind the beach, but getting sand out of everything and having to find like the little shower before you go back to your car, that's annoying. The beach is great, but the pool is superior. One of the reasons the pool is superior, there are probably few things that I enjoy more than going to a pool with a walk-up bar in the middle of the pool. Let me tell you something. You have not lived. If you haven't been to the swim-up bar, you have not lived. Like, oh, I would like a drink, but I really don't feel like getting out of the water. Oh, I don't have to leave the water. I just go up to the pull-up bar and just like, what? Pina colada, whatever you want. Whatever you want.
As somebody who's not very tall, I love a good shallow pool. You know, everybody knows what you're doing. That pool's not for diving or Olympic laps or something. It's there to chill in.
What's the perfect height for the pool?
For me, it's like 3 feet.
3 feet? I can't even... No, I need to get like chest high. It's got to be, what, 4.5?
For me, that is...
5 feet. 5 feet's probably good. 5 feet would be too much for you, wouldn't it?
No, then you're 5 feet. And I no.
Yeah,
no, I can't.
Your nose is underwater.
My nose is underwater.
Yeah, that's not good. Okay, 4.5. Well, 4.5 feet is a good size. But no, I think the pool wins easily over the beach.
I disagree completely.
Well, that's okay.
The beach is more versatile. You have. If you want to play volleyball with some friends, you can do that. If you want to play slam ball, you can do that. You can
I will
all
put the
things.
Volleyball net up at the halfway point of the pool, and we'll play volleyball inside the pool.
Also, majority of pools is just pee, so I don't want any part of that. I don't want that. I know what people do.
Wait, Robbie, what do you think people are doing when you're in the lake?
But it's a lake. There's so much more like saturation that happens there. We all know what happens in the pool. Everyone does it. We all know.
My vote is for the pool because anytime you're doing public swimming, it's never going to be sanitary. But there's chlorine in the pool. I'm going with the
pool.
Yeah,
there's, and plus, I like the no kids allowed pool, the adult pool.
Yeah.
Also, the beach is just so much, anyone can walk up to it. The pool, you got to know a friend who knows a guy. You have to know someone at an apartment building. It's much harder.
Oh, so this is about you not having enough power. I got you.
Yeah.
It's about access.
I knew that things were going well at my pool whenever like half of the people I would see on a regular basis didn't actually go to like live in my building.
Exactly.
That's when I realized I was at a party pool. And that's when your life changes for the better or worse. You just have to make the decision.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.